You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
We continue our meditations in the book of Isaiah, beginning in the 41st chapter, in the 13th verse. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make of you a threshing sledge, new, sharp, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, that men may see and know that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. Once again, we come back to the three themes that we've noted throughout this week. First, that the Lord acts in time, that he really acts in history. Second, that his call is a call of repentance, a call to change. And third, in some incredible way, that this will change the earth, not simply in a human way, but somehow in a geographic way. Or there's this enormous metaphor that is continued to be put before us by the book of Isaiah, that change is coming in the physical landscape, and that is supposed to help us understand something greater. Isaiah says, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Once again, it's an incredibly personal word. There is a person to whom this is directed. The Lord says, do not be afraid, I will help you. And what is the help that he is going to bring to this person or these people? He says, behold, I will make of you a threshing sledge, new, sharp, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. Now, I did have to look up what a threshing sledge actually was, and it appears to me to be a sledge with a bunch of sheets of wood nailed together with sharp holes in them, and sometimes pieces of metal, which would then be drawn across grain, which is still attached to the stalk, to break the grain from the stalk. It doesn't sound like a very nice process. It sounds like something of a violent process, or something that would come with pain and challenge. And this is the process that God says he is going to change the world through the use of the people of Israel, upon whom his eye rests. He sees the people of Israel. He takes them and changes them. He makes them into something that will change the world. Obviously, this is most present in our Lord Jesus Christ, who in some way is the people of Israel, in some way becomes that threshing sledge and changes the world. But that is also our call. In this Advent season, as we look towards the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to be the change that God wants us to become in the world. We are called to change personally, that we might change the world around, that it might be for God what he has purposed in.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.